Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Colm Sheehy. Colm, good afternoon. Black Friday. It's already been advertised, I think, in every supermarket, every big store, Harvey Norman, the whole lot, and giving them all free ads here. Black Friday, and Black Friday starts on Thursday, and Black Friday starts on Tuesday. But you say it's like the Black Plague as far as small business is concerned. Why, Colm?
Well, that's correct, Joe, because all the ones that you've just listed there, they're suitable to be involved in Black Friday. But the small independent stores nationwide, small family-owned shops, they don't have a business model to be involved in Black Friday. Yet they're under pressure constantly to be involved in Black Friday when it doesn't really make sense. You know, they don't have the margin.
Under pressure from who, Colm?
From the end consumer, constantly asking, what are you going to do for Black Friday? But it's not only Black Friday. There's an Irish thing that exists where customers go to a store, they spend 45 minutes with the staff, that's cost money to have the staff serving them, and then they come to the till and they say, well, what are you going to do for me now? And it's like kind of a form of blackmail, if you like. I'm going to buy the shoes or clothes or whatever it might be, or not, depending on the discount. Now, you can't go into Zara, you can't go into the Shelburne and have a meal, and then when you get to the till, say, what are you going to do? Or in the gas station, go to Applegreen, say, now I've filled up, so let's see what we're going to do here. So why does it exist why do people feel it's okay for certain type of stores? And it tends to be the smaller local family-run stores that they feel free to do this. Yet if they were standing in BT's, they wouldn't do it. Or if they were standing in Zara, they wouldn't. It's a different respect for a different type of business. It tends to be the bigger ones have more respect. And about Black Friday, yes, this is something that came in from the US a couple of years ago. It's now damaging a lot of small businesses. It's suitable, for sure, for white goods and for large electrical items, and that's where it originated from. But now it's disrupting the whole winter season for small businesses. They feel they have to do something. Many say, I'm not going to do anything because I can't afford to, and the staff are every day getting requests, but what are you going to do, and when, and what discount are you going to do? And it's just not right. It's not kind of it's not going to help them to maintain their business or to stay in business, and then we'll have more shuttered doors around the country.
But so you're saying it's Blackmail Friday for small business.
There you are, Joe. Nice term. Yeah. It is Blackmail Friday, yeah, you can call it that. But it's Blackmail Friday year-round in a lot of cases, because they're asking for discounts all the time in the small stores. They won't stand at a counter in BT's or in having a meal somewhere, or go to the hairdressers or the beauty salon. They actually give them a tip, but they ask small guys for discount and stand
that still exists.
Not everybody,
that
course.
Still exists in Ireland. I didn't know there was a haggling still in Ireland. You say in can it be argued the other way? For example, I remember somebody saying to me recently, they were bringing out a new novel, and they said, oh, I've just discovered Deirdre Purcell, who's a fantastic writer, is bringing out her new novel, Grace in Winter. It's out this week, I think, and it's getting great reviews. But she said, oh, that means I won't sell my novel. But I said, surely that means if Deirdre Purcell is in the shops with our new number one bestseller, that brings people into the shop. You follow me? And when they go into the shop to buy Deirdre's book, they might buy your book as well. You know what I mean? So could you argue that the frenzy, it is a frenzy, around Black Friday generates more people to go shopping on that particular time, or, you know, the Friday itself or that weekend. And that means people maybe who wouldn't shop do shop. Do you follow me?
I do follow you, of course. What I'm saying is that if you're a bigger player, maybe that's fine. The smaller ones, family-run stores and independent stores, find that difficult to fit into the business model. It depends on your business model. And, you know, what I'm saying is that they have fixed overheads, they've fixed costs, they have staff. They can't barter with their staff at the end of the week. They can't barter with the supplier to say, what are you going to do for me? They can't barter with the rates. You know, so it's a respect issue I'm talking about here, Joe, really. You know, that when you go into a store, mm-hmm. if you're going in with goodwill to support your local shop, please don't.
But you say,
then try and pressure the staff, pressure the owner into some form of discount at all times.
Okay, so you say it gives customers a bit of shutzpa, whatever, about when you say Black Friday is an invasive plague. It's a respect mm-hmm. issue. How dare they, the customer, stand at the till and blackmail, browbeat and bully the staff or shop owner into giving them a discount?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
And so we know it's a US invention. By the way, Black Friday killed Fiverr Friday, Liveline's Fiverr Friday, I think, because we used to do it in November. It was only infrastructure of it. But as soon as Black Friday came along, you just couldn't. It was such a juggernaut. It's such a juggernaut, isn't it? But you don't think it would generate more people shopping and everyone would benefit? All boats, high tide.
Yeah, there's an argument for that, Joe. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's up to each individual store to decide what they're going to do. But if somebody's constantly coming in and asking you, and you're a small store, what are you going to do? And they're confused and maybe they don't want to do it because they can't afford to do it.
Is that the phrase people use? Is that a rural or an urban thing? What are you going to do for me? You're going to meet me halfway?
I think it's throughout the country. And it's just something that, you know, is it an Irish thing? That's a question. You know, is it something that they do in France or Germany? I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well, hasn't Black Friday taken off in the
Black
UK?
Black Friday, I'm talking about.
But Black Friday has taken off in the UK.
Parking at the counter. Of course, yeah. All the big multiples over there. They have lots and lots and lots of multiple stores. Big players with 300, 400 stores. I'm talking about small SMEs here in Ireland.
Yeah, okay.
Who are the backbone?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the other point. You know, we'll have shuttered doors like they have in many towns in England if we continue. It's just respect. That's what I'm saying. Respect your local family-run stores. They're here. They're trying to do their best to keep you with something unique and different than is in all the other shopping centres.
Are you in the business, Colin?
I supply shoes clothing stores and shoe stores, yes.
And are you hearing this from those stores?
That's where I'm hearing it, Joe. Yes. And that's what prompted me to.
And when people go in to buy a pair of Clark's shoes, do they haggle?
Yes, I think they do for anything.
Okay.
It's not everybody, because I don't know whether you do it when you go into town, but certainly I would never do it. I would do. And what's the pleasure and what's the point in it? You know, standing there for a fiver off or something. Be proper and buy the bloody thing. Buy what you like and get pleasure out of it. Don't be standing.
But are Black Friday sales real? Do you follow me? Like, are they bogus sales or are they real sales? In other words, are they real reductions?
Well, it's a good question.
Okay, we've no way of...
There's no way of me defining that for everybody. I'm sure it is in a lot of cases, but some people are approaching it different ways. They're taking some items out and putting them on sale rather than carte blanche across the whole store. Because if you go carte blanche across the whole store, mm-hmm. your whole December now you're in sale because you're expected to be in sale. Where if you say no to it, then you trade on for Christmas. But if you start now, you're done for. You know, people are expecting that you're going to continue in sale. And that's not right. And that's, well, they won't survive in business in this way, in my opinion.
Okay, Colin, fair play.
Joe, thanks.
Thanks indeed. That's Colin Sheehy. Thanks indeed. 51551. Joe at RT.ie. By the way, if people want Fiverr Friday to come back in next March or whatever, we'll try and facilitate. But again, it's only for small businesses, it's for local businesses, and it's supporting your local business. And we give the ad free, basically, and you support your local business. We did it. The last big one we did was in Arklow about 18 months ago. That was fantastic, by the way. Fantastic buzz around the place. We'll do Fiverr Fridays again once the avalanche of Black Friday doesn't kill us all. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.